Hey, AfterBuzzers and Siren fans, we cannot wait to break down this week's episode. Oh my gosh, Helen is a mermaid. I can't even believe it, but I kind of can at the same time. And we have Fola Skyping in, who plays Maddie, and we can't wait to all ask her a bunch of questions, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Music that puts us into a siren trance.
Seriously. It's the one that like makes us fall in love with sirens all over
again.
And I love it.
I could sit here, if you guys are listening on the podcast, I could just sit here and close my eyes and just get a massage and fall asleep.
It's actually a really good meditation song. Like, you could just soothing to it. It's like, yeah, it kind of reminds me of those that they, like when you go get acupuncture done, it's like they put the waves, and this is something you would definitely put on.
Totally. But guys, I'm so excited, and I have my lovely co-host Carla with me tonight. What's going on, Carla?
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Nothing. I sound like I'm sick, but I'm not sick. It's just my voice. That's
totally fun. Okay. And hey guys, I'm Allie Nasta, and we are on episode 5.
We are
basically
so
halfway
fast
through the season, and I can't even believe it.
I know. That's what we were talking about, this, how when they do like 2 weeks in a row, when they open up like a first like episode, it kind of puts us like in a weird standing, because we just want to be there. We want to go week by week, episode by episode, but it was so awesome to be able to just start it with like two episodes.
Totally. And guys, obviously, we've been so, so excited because we have a very special guest.
I know.
Fola is going to be Skyping in, and I think we actually have her on right now.
Yay.
Do we have Fola? I think We're going to bring her in, but before we can actually, we're having some technical issues right now, but let's talk about our overall thoughts of the episode. Helen is a freaking mermaid.
We called it.
I actually tweeted last week, and I said, is Helen a mermaid with all these different emojis? And so I actually quoted that tweet, and then it was like, I was right. What were your thoughts? I heard you gasp and scream a little.
Yeah, so honestly, when with Reno was here with us, I was like, wait, you're a mermaid? And she was like, well, no, I can't say anything. And literally once that happened, they had this connection when she went to her apartment. And right away when she was in there, you were able to feel like, wait, something is going on. And the way that she was, the fact that she was able to find her and know where she was at, it just kind of all led up to her knowing, like, all the reasons why she knew.
Totally. Well, guys, we officially have Fola. Oh my gosh. Hello.
Hi, Fola.
What's going on? Where are you right now?
I'm in London. I'm at home in London. I'm very jealous that you guys are like in LA in nice, like lovely weather. Although, no, we had nice weather today. But yeah, I'm in London.
Oh my gosh. Someone, is it cold there?
It was nice today, but I know, you know, London, it's going to start raining next week. It'll be done with.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to say, you do an amazing American accent.
You really do, yeah.
It's always a little challenge, but it's fun.
Yeah, do you have any special remedies that you do to help you kind of stay American, I guess you could say?
Me and Alex like to, like, stay in the accent in between takes, and we, like, talk to each other in American, which, like, I know some people are like, oh, annoying actors doing that, but it just helps us do our job, like, better, because otherwise if I keep, like, switching in between them, then I know that it'll drop off.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I just want to say we obviously are huge fans of the show, so we are so thankful for you to come in or Skype in with us, because this is so much fun, and you play a huge character on this show. I gotta know, so where were you when you kind of found out the news of you getting the role of Maddie?
Where was I? I was at home, and it was all quite a quick process, because I'm based in London, so I did an audition tape for America, and it was literally like I did a tape on a Monday, and then on Wednesday I heard that they wanted to chemistry test me, which means where like they fly you over, and then me and Alex got to work together to see like what our chemistry was like, and there were, you know, other actresses there, and then the next week I found out I got it, and then I flew to Vancouver, so it was all like very whirlwind. but I'm so glad that I'm a part of it.
Yeah, well, it's been so much fun. And especially, speaking of a whirlwind, this episode was crazy.
Yes.
We went from kind of being a little nervous about where Maddie and Ben stood.
Their relationship is. Yeah, because when we left off, you guys were having a great relationship. And now, apparently, it's been a month, and you guys are not standing great, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, Maddie's very patient and she's very loyal. But, you know, as you would, like, something like that happening to you, like, I think up until this episode, particularly Maddie, but both of them, they've just been trying to, like, figure it out. And it's just kept, Rin has kept them on their toes. So I think they've not had much of a chance to actually connect with each other. And whenever they do, Rin interrupts somehow. So I think, yeah, she's definitely in this episode looking for, like, that reconnection and to kind of check in with him. I don't think she necessarily gets that. Yeah.
But she did have a connection with Rin this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun to see the dynamic with Rin, Maddie, and Ben. What is it like being on set with the three of you guys? I'm sure you guys have such a great friendship going.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so nice. I think, because we're all, I mean, Elina's from Belgium, but, you know, she lives in the UK and she's sort of like a, you know, a citizen Brit, like an adopted Brit. So I think we all have that, like, connection as well of, like, being Londoners. And we just immediately, but the whole cast, all of us, we immediately vibed so well. Like, we just became a little family very quickly. We'd do things together. And then, yeah, the three of us, we actually, we were all a bit last minute with getting our accommodation in Vancouver. And so the three of us had nowhere to stay. And so ended up getting a house together for the first 2 weeks of, like, pre-production. And I think, honestly, I think that made a huge difference to, like, our bonding experience, because we were all together receiving the first scripts and chatting and then discussing the scenes and going out to dinner and, you know, living with each other for 2 weeks. So it immediately makes you close and, like, you know, a family.
Totally.
That's awesome.
That's so much fun. And you guys obviously have so many close-knit scenes together. So it's kind of like you guys were living in the house. I'm sure being on set was kind of the same. And you've got this fun, cool friendship. I want to know. So obviously you guys had to do a lot with water. And Rin and Eileen's character obviously got more of that. Did you guys have to do any training or anything on set, particular for Maddie's character?
For Maddie, I got to do scuba diving training. So I got scuba certified. I did, like, my PADI open water course, which was amazing. That's awesome. And in Vancouver, the most, like, gorgeous, like, locations. And, like, I went on my final, like, exam day. I was in the ocean and I was, like, 30 foot deep. And this, like, baby sea lion and, like, mother seal came right up to me. And it was very, like, special. It felt like, and it was right at the beginning of the shoot, so it felt like they were kind of, like, blessing me with their, with their, like, you're like, yes, it's okay, definitely. You can look for mermaids and I'll see. So, yeah, I did scuba diving training. But I know Alex and Aline did, like, breath hold work, because they did a lot of more stunt work and breath hold work. So Alex can, like, hold his breath for 4 minutes or something unbelievable like that.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's insane.
That's crazy. Do you have a time that you can hold your breath for?
No, I didn't get to do any breath hold work. I was just doing the scuba diving stuff, so I cheat. I just have the oxygen. But I'm rubbish. I hold my breath and I'm like, okay, 30 seconds later, I'm done.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. I'd be the same way. I don't know how surfers do it when they can hold their breath for about 10 minutes because they have to sometimes be held underwater. It's crazy.
That's
insane. I know. It's so insane. Well, Maddie's a really fun, strong woman. She seems so independent, even though she has Ben by her side. I want to know, are there any qualities that you kind of were really excited to implement in this character?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. Maddie is like that. I was really interested in her loyalty, like of looking at that and exploring, like, and as you see, you'll see kind of as the later episodes come, you know, it's tested, and but she's a very loyal person, and so I was always interested in, like, looking at, okay, what's made her like that. She's also very caring, you know, she works at the Marine Mammal Center, then she's very caring towards Rin and obviously Ben. So I think those were both, like, that those were the main qualities of her that I was really interested in implementing.
Totally. And it's, you've done such an amazing job. It comes off on camera very natural.
Very natural. Yeah.
And do you have anything that you and Maddie kind of are similar on? Do you have a passion for marine life or anything of the sort?
Well, actually, I think through the show and through working on it, my passion for marine life and particularly for like conservation work and environmental work has grown because I've had to learn about it through Maddie. It's made me more aware, like, and so I'm really trying in my day-to-day life, even though it's like really small, but to like not use plastic straws and to have like a reusable water bottle. And I was in LA in March, and we as a cast, we went to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center down in Laguna Beach and did a volunteer day. And so that, those kinds of things, my passion for it has actually grown through kind of working on Maddie as a character.
That's amazing. That's so much fun. And it's just fun to know that it's, I feel like it's making other people aware of different marine life things that you wouldn't necessarily be into. This show's kind of making me think I need to go and do some research. I don't know anything about the under the sea.
Especially with the video that they posted today, like on their social media, just kind of bringing awareness of the ocean and different things. I was like, wow, this show, not only is it amazing, but it's also teaching us different things about our environment.
So yes.
It was a good video too, because it made me really like be like, oh my gosh, yeah, there are mermaids. I think it's really good that the show, I think it does a good job to like intertwine serious themes within the show and like themes about the environment and overfishing, all things that we like need to think about in subtle ways or big ways, in fact.
100%. And even in tonight's episode, you kind of, it was one of those realization factors that these animals that live deep within the sea don't have food, but yet there's a bunch of seafood on land, which was really crazy. And it kind of makes your brain turn a little bit, which is crazy. But speaking of
things, it's like good, you know, I think all my favorite TV shows are like always ones where you finish and you're thinking about it a little bit afterwards. You're thinking about the issue that comes up, you know?
Definitely. It definitely made that happen this episode, especially. But something really fun that happened this episode, there was a huge fight scene and a lot of action happened. Can you tell me a little behind the scenes of what it was like filming something so aggressive?
Yes. Well, behind the scenes was fab because Eileen and Sibongile are just so wonderful. How they, and I mean, I don't have to tell you guys that, I'm sure you watch it, and they, how they embody the mermaids is so amazing. And so they had done a lot of work with the stunt coordinator, and actually what they did was a lot more than what actually ended up in the episode, I think, you know, probably for time, but it was a wonderful fight sequence. And it makes it so easy to then like be in that scene, because all you have to do is just genuinely watch them and react off what they're doing, because they're executing it so well and it's so realistic and exciting. But it was a really fun tune to see, because I think scene to shoot, because I think you get a real sense of Donna's like fear and sense of wanting to protect Rin, and then that like the fact that Rin is so torn between her sister and us, I think it's really like difficult position for Rin to be in. But it was definitely a very fun day on set.
I bet. And it is kind of hard to see that, because obviously the four episodes up to now, we've seen only Rin search for her sister and be so heartbroken to be torn away from her sisters. And then this episode, she's saying, leave me alone. It's kind of a crazy paradox.
It really is. But I think I really saw the connection that she has between you guys. So it kind of was like, wait, she is kind of siding for you guys rather than her sister. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I think also, though, for Rin, like, I felt in this episode that it's not just about siding with us. It's also that they've come to land. As you said, she spent all those episodes looking for her sister. They found each other and they go back in the water. It's like, huh? So why are they separating? But it's, I felt like it's because they've come back because they're being starved out. And so Rin is wanting to stay on land because she knows we as humans can help fix the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, as well as the connection she has with Ben and Maddie and Helen, I think there's also, so there's that emotional connection, but there's also like a practical, like, we need to sort this out. We've come on land because of, we're starving. So what can we do?
Totally.
Speaking on the subject of Helen, did you guys know that Helen was a mermaid before tonight? Okay.
but you know, we all had our little theories. Like, we would only get that, you know, we'd get each script like a few days before we were due to shoot. So we'd be like on the phone to each other, like, oh my gosh, like, this is happening. So I think we all had our kind of suspicions and little kind of ideas. But yeah, definitely we knew it was coming. By the time that she literally says those words, you know, she's already hinted at it. They have their connection. She has that special like ointment thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so Rena is just the most powerful actress. Like, being on set with her is like a masterclass. And so with every time she would talk about like mermaids in any scene or whatever, you can see the emotional like weight behind it. And so as actors, you can see like the work that she's done of like, okay, that character really feels something about this, you know? So we definitely got the vibe that something was going on there.
Totally.
That's awesome for her, because that way, like, she's able to live out her passion through like this character now, because if she's passionate about it, this is why she's so awesome at playing Rena, because like now we understand it. Now we know why she's like all about mermaids and everything.
Because
she is a mermaid.
She told us a really fascinating story that kind of tied back to New Zealand, which was really cool, about how the map of New Zealand kind of looks like a mermaid, which was really cool. It's
something super... I saw the picture, yeah.
Yeah, it was super cool. I mean, this show has just been so much fun, obviously, because we only know mermaids from kind of being a Disney princess or the ones that were in Peter Pan, which were kind of very like, evil. So this is kind of a good combo of the two, because Rin you can tell that she's very down. She's humanized now, and she obviously has the patience, like we just spoke about, that she realizes that these people are going to help her. But we have some theories that we think Maddie, well, we just thought it would be fun to tell you what we're thinking. We think that Maddie's mom is actually a mermaid, and that's why she ran away and never came back. And that's why Rin and her have this special connection. That's kind of our thoughts. I know you can't say anything.
but if you are half mermaid, you could tell us.
I would love that. If I'm not confirming or denying anything, but I would love that.
Yeah, it's like blink once or twice or both. I'm kidding. So much fun. Well, we did this with Hannah last week, and we have a fun little short version of a This or That Mermaids edition. And so we just have a couple questions, and they're super easy, super fun. So we have the first one for you. Would you prefer to be a siren or a Disney mermaid?
Oh, a siren. They're just so powerful and cool.
They are. They have like basically magic in a way.
Exactly.
So fun. Okay, this is a tricky one. Ben or Rin?
Oh. I couldn't possibly choose. It has to be the trio all the way.
It totally does. It's going to be hard to see. We obviously, as an audience, we've been trying to guess as to where that's going to end up. And now I see them as a trio. I used the poor words to say threesome last week, and I'm like, that's not what I meant. I meant like as friends, because they seem to all be very tied close together. So
yeah, definitely.
That friendship. Okay, so you're not breaking that friendship. We appreciate it. The beach or mountains?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I guess probably mountains. I really love mountains. Like, I love hiking and like feeling like small in the universe, like these big vast mountains. But then the ocean and beach is not. Mountains. I'll go for mountains. what would you guys pick? Mountains or beach?
I'm a mountains person.
I think I think I would pick beach only because you can go hiking through beach areas and find cool waterfalls. And I love kayaking and kind of seeing the caves and everything. But I do like the mountains too. It's a tough one. It's really hard to choose.
I can't really hike, but I don't really like the beach. So I go with mountains because the view is pretty from up the mountain.
Okay, next one would be pool or ocean?
Ocean.
Ocean. Yeah, that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Are you hinting something with your? Just kidding.
Last question: sashimi or fried fish?
Fried fish. Even though good sushi is great, like I just yeah.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like a good fish and chips.
I was just about to say that.
So yummy.
London, like British, we love our fish and chips.
Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. Well, these are all fun things and obviously can go either way as Maddie or as Fola. But what does Fola, what do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Oh, fun. I'm genuinely a big fan of like the movies. Like I love going to the movies. We have something called like an unlimited card here in the UK. So I have an unlimited card. And I can go to like unlimited movies each month. I go with my friends. I have my movie buddies here. So I love going to the movies.
That's amazing. What's the last movie you saw?
A French film called Custody, I'm like smiling, but it was actually quite an upsetting film, but it was very good. And I like exploring like movies that you don't necessarily like see often. Like I like French films like that.
Definitely. I feel like I need French.
No, I went, well, I can, like, get by, like, you know, I'm not completely without knowledge, but I'm not fluent by any means.
Okay, so we may see...
I think Elise can speak French, I think.
That's awesome. I wish I could be able to speak another language, because I feel like that's a superpower, to be able to speak multiple... Carla here speaks, you speak three, right?
I do, yeah.
Fluently.
What languages do you speak?
Spanish, English, and French. That's what I was asking. I was like, oh, maybe I'll see you in, like, a French film or something. That's why I was wondering if, like, you would do some acting in, like, French.
That would be so cool. I wish I was that cool. I'm not.
Well, you are. You're an awesome character in the show, so you're, like, super cool.
Yeah. I feel like Maddie really sticks out to me as a very, I said this before, strong and independent. And even though she does have the boyfriend, you can tell she doesn't need Ben to survive. And I loved the way that she treated his mom this episode after lunch. She basically was like, you know what? You can talk down to me all you want, but I'm not going to take it. Thanks for the advice. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because when I first read that scene, I was like, wow, that's a difficult situation to be in because that's your person you love's mum. So you want to be polite, but they're being so obviously, like, weird to you. And so I did like how Maddie handled that. I do like that quality about her, that she knows how to stick up for herself. Even though she's very, like, sweet and nice, she's not a pushover at all. So I'm glad that comes across, that she's got her independence and stuff.
I have a question for Maddie. Maddie is kind of this mysterious character, and the reason why I say that is because we don't really know anything about your background. We don't know anything about your family, where you come from. So can you tell us a little bit about, do you know where you come from, or do you not know yet?
Well, you know, I can say bits and I can, you know, and some of it I genuinely don't know. But basically, like, you know, she's born and raised in Bristol Cove, Maddie, but the sheriff, Dale Bishop, is her stepdad. But Maddie calls him dad. You know, she's grown up with only knowing him as her dad. But technically, yeah, he is her stepdad.
So Maddie doesn't know her parents.
Pardon?
She doesn't know her parents.
She knows her mum, but her mum is MIA. So her mum hasn't been around for like when we start the show, she hasn't seen her mum in 8 months. I don't know if I know that's not a spoiler, but the reason she hasn't seen her mum, I'm trying to work out if that's a spoiler.
Oh. Well, I think, yes, I think he mentioned she left and never came back.
That's not a spoiler, but yeah, basically her mum has some issues that she's working through and has been away for a while.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't I'm worried I'll get in trouble.
We don't want to push the label. We don't want to push the label,
but you don't know, but you don't know who your dad is.
But yeah, but I don't know who my dad is.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, in this episode we do, you know, that scene with Rin, where I give her the bat, like we do touch on that concept of family, and I think family is very important to Maddie, but it is a painful subject because mm-hmm. it's a bit broken.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell, I feel like already you can see the friendship between Ren and obviously the relationship with Ben. That's kind of your Maddie's family right now. And I think she finds a lot of hope in that, yeah. in a way.
Well, yeah, totally. I think you're so right on that. And also her kind of desire to care for others, and I think stems from her relationship with her mum that she would have had. The problems that her mum had, she made put her in the carer role quite a lot. But yeah, definitely Ben and now Rin is they're forming like a family for her.
Totally. Oh, Carla, well, did you ask one more question?
No, it's not a question. I have a suspicion, and you can tell me, but you don't have to respond to it, but I'm going to tell you my suspicion. I think that Maddie's dad might be a merman, and that's why we've never seen him, and Maddie doesn't know him.
I love it. We just want so many mermaids in the show. We're like, yeah, that's a mermaid. That'd be great. I don't know if that's true or not. I genuinely don't know about Maddie's real dad, so I have no danger of giving any spoilers because they've not told me anything.
Oh, right. Great. So it's still open and up in the air.
We basically decided that everybody's family has a mermaid in them some way or another. Yeah. We don't know how. That's just our theory, and we're sticking to it until we see the season finale.
Yeah, that's a too fab.
But before we have to let you go, we just want to know, are you working on anything fun right now that you kind of want to share? Other than Siren, of course.
I will be going up to Wales, which is in the UK, next month to shoot a film called Being Dead, which is going to be very fun. It's an indie movie kind of about, like, love and loss. So it's very different, like, it's a different vibe to Siren, but it's a lovely, sweet script. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amazing. Well, Fula, thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. You're amazing. And please, whenever you're back in LA, please let us know. And we'd love to have you in the studio in person.
Yes, meet you in person. That'd be so nice.
Yes, thank you again. And where can they find you on social media?
I'm on Instagram at Fula Evans Akingbola.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Chat to you soon. Bye. She is so lovely.
Awesome. She's the nicest, like...
She is so lovely. I mean, that was so much fun. And it's just so great. Every person that we've met so far, they're so loving and sweet. I can only imagine.
And humble. They're, like, all so humble about it. Like, they're in this huge show that's getting such a great fan base. And they're all being just, like, so humble and nice about, like, everything. It's really nice to see.
Yes. So, so amazing. Which leads into this episode, which was so freaking crazy. There were so many things that happened. And I just want to... Let's dive in really quick on the whole Chris, Xander, and Calvin situation. So Chris figures out that he is being followed. He moves to Alaska, is being followed by the doctor that kind of was trying to keep him aside. What were you thinking? What was going through your mind when you're like, this guy just tracked him down?
From seeing the previews for last week, I can tell that this guy is... like, legitimately, creepily obsessed with the Siren. For him to, in order to get to that extreme or where he's, like, stalking this guy who's not even, like, in Crystal Cove anymore. Or Bristol Cove. He's, like, in Alaska. So I thought it was crazy. I thought, like, he's taking it to, like, a whole nother level of obsession.
Well, what's crazy to me is that we find out that there's this place called Coastal Mills that is basically... stealing.
It's a fishing company.
Yeah, it's a fishing company that somehow, whenever their tracing of their fish is going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So clearly this has something to do with the government, which obviously has to do...
something with him.
Yeah.
Because he said that they put certain stuff in the water, so...
Right. So what are they doing and why are they... So basically it sounds like they're trying to kill the fish in order to make the mermaids rise in order to find food.
Yeah. And actually, we get to see a part of the scene where he's, like, walking and we start seeing all the cages.
Right.
So that lets us know that they're definitely behind Coastal Mills and they want to catch the mermaids.
Yeah. Which is
and they want to catch more than one, clearly. So he's obsessed with catching her, but the government is obsessed with catching multiple of them because they want to know, they want to keep testing on them.
Yeah. Which is crazy because then that, like, what is Chris going to do? They're going to find him eventually. If they could find him in Alaska, they're going to find him in Bristol Cove.
But I think he's safe her being in Bristol Cove. We keep saying, because Crystal Cove is here, I think, in California. So that's why we keep saying Crystal Cove. But, yeah, I think he's safer being at Bristol Cove because at least he's around people that he knows.
Yeah.
And I think it's safer for him to be there than for him to be all the way in Alaska where mm-hmm. he could have been taken by this man and, like, been taken again to another facility for them to keep running tests on him on how he's doing. And at least now that he's there, his friends are around, his friends know that he's present. So if he were to go missing the next day because this man decided to take him, his friends would realize, like, right away, and they would probably jump on the investigation of finding him, like, as soon as, like it happened.
Totally. And also, really quick, we need to make sure that everybody realizes this was 1 month later. I'm glad they did that because we were wondering last episode, how are they going to finish the storyline? How are they going to wrap it all together? Why would they need to come back? And we find out that food is the main source of why these mermaids are resurfacing.
They are.
And it's crazy to think that it's all about the food source, because if it's so deep in the sea, you know, like, that means that the government's really doing crazy things to be that deep. And also, another thing is the nurse that was involved in all this. It seems like they're still trying to figure out what's behind her story, right? Because remember when they stole all of those computers and everything last episode out of her room? So does she have something more to do with the story as well, or do you think that's just, like, the end of it and it was just she was another nurse?
I thought it was just the end of it. I thought when he was talking about the bad nurse, I thought he was referring to the siren.
Mm. Oh, like the one being, like, the killer and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I thought for a second he was talking about the nurse, and I was like, well, why would she be killing people?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he was referring to the siren.
But who else has Donna killed? Because they keep talking about how she's killed so many people.
He's making it seem like she's very dangerous because he wanted to get the information from him in order to be like, oh yeah.
So he's like he's just making it seem like she's worse than she is.
Well, but she did kill multiple people. She killed almost everybody in the lab.
Oh, that's true. No, she didn't. She only killed the nurse.
No, she didn't only kill the nurse. She killed a bunch of people that, like, at the end of the scene when he walks in, like, a bunch of, like, the doctors and the people that were, like, the girl that was, like, injecting her, she killed her in the tank, remember? And then there was, like, other people around.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So that's why she killed multiple
people. I'm just trying to piece a lot of it together because I think that scene happened so quickly that I was just like, wait, what's happening? I even watched it twice, too.
Yeah.
Also, Ivan Soto in the chat said, no, they think that Mermaid Donna is the nurse. So I guess they think that.
Well, Chris thinks Siren.
Oh, right.
Because the badge.
There is one.
The badge was Donna's badge, which was the nurse that he used the cell phone for. So he, obviously he doesn't want to say, like, oh, you were in a car with a siren. So he's referring to her as the nurse Donna,
right,
because that's what Chris knows. Because
then Chris will go back and tell his friends, like, you were with the mermaid. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, man, I'm sorry, guys. I'm putting this all together. Carla's helping me break it down. I'm growing and I'm learning and Carla's helping
me
all through it.
Her
mermaid instincts are right there. But guys, you know what? Talking about learning and growing and you want to grow in all areas of your life, we've got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And guys, it's free. Just be sure to rate and comment and let Maria know that the Siren Girls are the ones that brought you there. Again, that's Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Go check it out. It's amazing. And it's awesome. Such an easy download. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it when you're shopping. It's like you got your best friends right next to you. It's so good, so inspiring. Highly, highly, highly recommend. But going back to things that maybe I would not recommend is the whole Rin and Maddie kissing.
Why wouldn't you recommend it?
I'm just thinking, okay, so maybe I would recommend it. Because I am thinking that when I saw Rin kiss Maddie, it wasn't more of a shock. It was more of a, oh, you know what I think she's doing? Because I think she sees Ben kiss her sometimes. Yeah. So I think she thinks like, it's like a normal thing to do, to just kiss someone goodbye. Mm-hmm.
I think that she's copying what they're doing, but for them it's different because when they kiss her, you could tell that they had some sort of feeling towards her. And we haven't seen her kiss Ben yet, but we did see in the promo that
That's gonna happen.
That it's going to happen.
I'm kind of excited to see how this all turns out.
Too.
And it's fun that Ben and Maddie are really okay with it in a way. But Fola did bring up a good point that I think they're all just trying to maneuver this whole new world that they've been introduced to because they saw and they've been introduced to a brand new species that they never thought existed. So they're really trying to figure out how to get back to normal life afterwards. And now it's kind of shooken up again. But speaking of Ben and all what he's doing, he is secretly trying to get on his dad's good side and become an environmental consultant in order to figure out more as to what – I think he's trying to figure out more as to what his dad knows about the mermaid life.
Not only that, but I also think that he wants to know why – because his dad's company is a fishing company, so he wants to know why they're taking all the fish. And not only why they're taking all the fish, but why they're taking all the dead fish as well. So I think it's really smart for him to join his dad and be a part of the team, because that way that's how he'll be able to make a difference. Like, he'll be like, wait, no, dad, like, this is not healthy because, like, everything is going to die, and then how are our fish going to reproduce themselves if we're just giving everything away, you know?
Totally.
And since he knows so much, I think he'll be able to.
Right. And now that he's legitimately an environmental consultant, he'll be able to make the call.
Yeah.
He'll be able to say, don't do this, you know, which is kind of, it's almost strange in a way that his dad is giving him this, because his dad kind of seems like a bad guy. I don't know why I feel that way, but he kind of seems like I don't trust him.
I don't trust the dad, but I see why Ben would go with his dad, because from the relationship, you could clearly tell that his dad really does care about him. I mean, he has, like, multiple pictures of him in
his
office.
That's true. And the password was a combination of him and his brother, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was good. I have a question about Helen, okay? Did you notice when she was pissed that Rin was back? Or I shouldn't have said pissed, but she was angry.
She was upset that she
Why
was back.
Was she angry Rin was back? Because she's worried about her being on
land?
Yeah,
because she's worried about them being on land. Yeah, definitely.
But how is Helen allowed to be on land and not have to be in water?
I think she's probably figured it out. Or either, like, I...
Oh, she
I
uses feel that like remedy.
She uses that remedy. But not only that, but I feel like something... Like, there's a whole story behind her. There's definitely a huge story behind her as to how she came here, what happened with the relationship, like, what relationships did she have, how long has she been here? Because we don't even know how old sirens are or how old they can get.
Right.
So if she's been there, like, long enough...
Since the whole...
For people not to know right now that she's a siren, because people don't know. So it's like, she's literally been there long enough to know the history about it. So I'm really interested to learn a little bit more about Helen and how she's capable of being on land forever.
Yeah.
Because as far as we know, she hasn't been switching. She hasn't been leaving land to get back in the water. So
there's so many things that I can't wait to figure out as the season continues.
Yeah.
Because this episode was a really good one, though. We got a lot of juicy details. And I am really glad that we got over the whole Chris and sister situation. And we now that we have them all in the storyline, we can kind of all really get to know each one of them individually. Because this is a larger cast, and I like seeing how they all work together. So I'm excited to kind of dive in to the actual root of the issue and not just that first primary issue, which is super exciting. But we're running out of time. Really quick, I have some fun news and gossip that was actually shared today. on an Instagram, and it is for you people in the UK, which is really amazing. They actually are on May 3rd. You will be able to watch Siren in the UK, which is amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Which it's so funny because I almost forget when I've visited my friends out there and you've been out there, you forget that they obviously have different rights to television and not everything that we watch is out there. Not everything they watch is out here. Yeah. And so you almost forget that they don't get good content like this.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I remember like there were certain shows that I was watching here at the time that I couldn't watch over there. So right. Now the UK needs to jump on the Siren bandwagon. Yes. And they're going to love it.
And they will be able to on May 3rd, which is super, super exciting. And with that being said, let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, I feel like I already said my prediction.
Love it. You already said yours?
I mean, it wasn't really a prediction. It was more of like a
theory.
But another thing, I guess it's a prediction, but not really because we kind of saw it in the promo. But I have a feeling that they're not going to actually kill the guy. Because
Chris?
No, not Chris. What's the name of the scientist?
Oh, Alden?
Yes, I don't think they're going to kill him because during the promo we see her that she's hunting. So the sister Donna is hunting, and she's hunting because she wants to kill him.
Right.
And Rin is going to step in, and I have a feeling that Rin is going to get hurt by saving the sister, but they're not going to end up killing him.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, but yeah, there's definitely going to be some issues that occur, and it's not going to be easy.
There has to be. The show needs to continue.
There has to have some drama. I am still going to predict that Maddie's mom or dad now, one of them is a mermaid, and she has some sort of mermaid ties to her. And then we're going to see, I think Helen's parents, I think that maybe the aging thing, you're right, maybe they live longer spans of life. So I predict that Helen actually has lived to see what happened to her parents back when they, she lived during that era as a child. And so all of her family member was taken away from her. And there was no way for her to go back into the water because she didn't know where to go. And so I think she made her life for herself on land and was able to figure out how she could stay above water. And I think her whole plan is maybe to get, revenge on the – but I don't know, because Helen's not a bad guy, you know, or girl. You know what I mean? But she's not, she's not a bad girl. I think that she has great intentions. I can't see her ever hurting anyone. So that's kind of where I'm confused. But I think she definitely has – she has some sort of agenda.
Do you think Helen is full mermaid or half and half?
Ooh, that's an interesting thought, only because...
Maybe that's how she's able to stay on land, if she's half human.
Right. That's a good one. That's your prediction.
My prediction I'm giving is it that to she you. Might be half human.
Wow, there's so many things that could happen with Helen. But I definitely think that her family, she witnessed something like that happening. And that's why they all call her crazy, because she actually was there and she actually knows it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, she's been around forever. But no one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope that we're able to learn a lot more about the artifacts that she has.
Yes.
Because she says In the promo for the show, she even says, oh, this is the only, the real mermaid artifacts. And it's maybe they're all things that she's gathered while she was, a mermaid.
I guess we will have to wait and see.
Yes.
I love this show so much, and we love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us every week. Make sure to download our iTunes podcast and rate, subscribe, comment, tell us what you're thinking. Carla, where can they find you on social media?
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Belchin. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBelchin or on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end. I don't know why I always forget it.
Hey guys, Ali Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ellie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.